Ironwork, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Three TSA workers arrested tonight for allegedly stealing from passengers at Miami's International Airport. Authorities say surveillance shows the agents taking money as passengers went through the security checkpoint. One agent allegedly seen removing a wallet from a bag. Investigators said the three workers worked together to steal from passengers. Police say two of the suspects have now confessed.
Wow. What is the process for hiring TSA people? We got a TSA person who's a regular listener who texts and is clearly a very nice, competent person, and I'm sure most TSA people are, but they aren't all, as we've experienced.
Yeah, I have a feeling it's kind of a random sample of human beings, you know, given everybody's struggling to hire people these days. I'd imagine if you can fog a mirror, you're in, and you might be a kind, honest, moral mirror fogger, or you might be a scumbag like these people.
So the one yelling at me, you don't need to take your laptop out of your bag. But I did an hour ago at the other airport.
They yelled at me that I had to, just like you're yelling at me now.
Might actually slip a 20 out of my my pocket when I'm putting my stuff in the container. That's nice. Yeah.
I don't know the answer to this question. Is there... Yeah, I suppose there are examples of this. If you betray the trust of your office, your job, whatever, shouldn't that be a bigger penalty? I mean, if some scumbag steals $20 from me, that's the theft of $20. If a TSA agent does, they're in a position of trust and authority. I am compelled by the laws of the land, or at least if I want to fly anywhere, to take my wallet out of my pocket and put it in that bag over there. And that's the guy making me do it. So that should be like, that should be 50 times the offense of just grabbing a Twinsky.
It does seem like a worse crime. Also, you're so, you know, exposing yourself. Everything in your bag, everything in your pockets, your watch, your phone, you know, a number of things, your iPad, you're handing them all over to this person with the hope that they're not going to take it. And you're forced to.
Let's title this section of the podcast, Jack Exposes Himself to the TSA, just for the record. Yeah, that's terrible. I would like to see these people beaten with sticks as if they're robbing a Stockton, California 7-Eleven. So much good stuff to talk about today. We've already chatted a bit about the impeachment inquiry into old Joe Biden and his influence-peddling family.
With no proof! No proof of a crime!
That's what an inquiry does. That's kind of why we're doing it. You know, so much of politics. I wish there was like a scientific test that you could dip politics in and it would come out, oh, that's fully stupid. You know, or it'd be like 40% stupid. You didn't have to invent a new, actually one of our listeners did, a measure of stupidness. But so much of politics is just utterly like sheep and cow level intellect. Without proof! Yeah, give us some hearings. That's why we're bothering with it. And yet that will sway people. People will write. The USA Today, I'm sure today, has a long editorial about how this is a terrible waste of time and a betrayal of everything that's good about America because they don't have any proof. All right.
And then they always throw in a waste of taxpayers' money. This will cost $13 million, so give me a break. I'm a fiscal conservative, but the whole this particular hearing or action or whatever cost wasted taxpayers' money, you guys never care about that. Don't pretend just when it's politically helpful that all of a sudden you care about wasting taxpayers' money.
Right. So, yeah, you combine the utterly hypocritical with the completely stupid, and you've got like 83% of politics.
How are you not, how is the mainstream media not at least more, somewhat curious how a guy brings 20-some million dollars into the family coffers, and it is the family coffers because it's known that it goes out to all of these different family members. You don't, you're not interested in that?
And a shell company isn't a company that sells shells. It exists to launder money. You don't have a company that does nothing but take in and hand out money because you needed one of those, like, for honest purposes. Shell companies exist to hide the flow of money. And the Biden family has, what, 20 of them? Well, no, they have 20 LLCs. They have several. Go ahead.
I thought they had a dozen. I don't remember, but.
Something like that. If you got more than one, that's really, really weird. So, anyway, where that goes, nobody knows. I continue to say that the obvious fix being in at the Department of Justice while investigating Hunter's felonious tax problems, the gun problem I'm less concerned about. I think that is just an idiot junkie lying on a form. But he was clearly lobbying for foreign entities and regimes and making a ton of money at it and laundering the money. And the Justice Department obstructed justice in the investigation. That part really bothers me. So that's a story that's just beginning. Handful of other things probably worth touching on at least briefly. Chinese naval vessels massed in the Western Pacific Monday and yesterday, marking what is likely the start of China's largest ever military exercises in the region. Largest ever. Taiwan's defense ministry says, yeah, there are at least 20 warships really close right now. Japan also reported 8 ships south of Okinawa. So that's some seriously finger-in-the-chesty activity by the Chinese. Jack mentioned earlier, U.S. median household income fell for the third straight year in 2022 as inflation has risen in August.
How do you run on Bidenomics works, and you can't blame all of the economy on a president, although a lot of the inflation is those giant bills that we passed, but how can you run on Bidenomics is a good thing when people's salaries have dropped 3 years in a row?
Third straight year, adjusted for inflation, yeah.
You've been president for 3 years, and people's salaries have dropped 3 years in a row, and you're going to claim that's a win.
Yeah, since 2019, everybody's wealth has tumbled about 5%.
Sure feels like it.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, and that's, that is adjusted for inflation. So, yeah, that's the right number. Moving along, speaking of this inquiry is a waste of the taxpayer money. I'll let the laugh die down, okay? Government Accountability Office report released yesterday showed fraudsters stole roughly $1 of every 7 federal COVID-19 unemployment aid dollars between April 2020 and May 23. Between $100 and $135 billion dollars.
Right, so that's a perfect example of my don't give me that this impeachment's a waste of money. You aren't howling about this, and this is a much larger number.
$1 out of every 7 got stolen.
Wow. I should have done that myself. At some point, can't beat them, join them. I pay a lot of taxes. I should have done them. I should have gotten on some COVID fraud.
Well, yeah, your plea would be, I was just taking my tax money back. They're giving it to criminals, so I thought I would be the criminal.
It sounds like it was extraordinarily easy that I could have sent a letter to somebody and said, hey, I run an old folks home, and we need money. And they sent me a bunch of money. Nobody would have ever checked into it, and...
Yeah, I read about one inmate, and I think his old lady was in on it, too. They had, like, 245 checks sent to them.
And I could be living in, I'd be sitting in one of my many bathrooms in a home next to that lottery winner we were talking about last hour.
Yeah. Hey, we can't help but notice that 247 different people have applied for benefits from your address. Yeah, it's a big place. It's sprawling. Yeah, we got 195 bedrooms and 203 baths. Yeah, it's crowded, but thanks for the checks. All right. Unfreaking believable. And listen, we're not here to make people angry and bitter and that sort of thing, but then you look at, you know, the fact that we're spending our kids and grandkids' money on these things. If we were merely irresponsibly squandering taxpayer dollars as a government, and I say we because it's theoretically our government, at least that's what old Abe Lincoln tried to tell us, if we were merely doing that, that would be unconscionable and evil and theft on an incomprehensible scale. But the fact that we're doing it from little children and the unborn who have no say in it whatsoever, I mean, if the Old Testament God is still doing his thing, I mean, feel free to bring an ocean down on us, or
the Bible!
That was what I was referencing, sir, yes. I don't know, I guess we just had a plague, so that one, and the theft got worse during the plague, so God's probably thinking, what do I do to these people? I give them a plague to chastise them, and they get even worse. They can't, they're incorrigible.
Two stories we need to get to coming up. One, I need to hear about the cold medicine because I just saw the headline and I need to know the details on this. The cold medicine that doesn't work, turns out, doesn't work at all?
Oh, yeah, and this is in many, many over-the-counter products that people have been wolfing down for years.
So we got to do that story. We also have to do that Virginia Democrat running for Congress. Her and her husband do the sexy tapes.
Oh, it's so sexy. I've got to edit it heavily.
We got to do that story. Wow. They're having sex on websites for people. And now she's running for office.
And taking requests on the bandstand, too. And they knew a lot of different tunes. Running for the perv party. Wow.
Oh, my God, that's a great one. Bunch of stuff on the way. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
See, all have supported MyPillow and their employees in these tough economic times. Well, they know this, and they continue to give back to listeners with deals on the most popular products.
You've heard us talk about the My Slippers, the Giza Sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. It's time to let you know the six-piece towel set is back.
Yep, you had sold this product out. It was that popular. This towel set is made with USA cotton, making it extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel that you look for in a towel.
The set comes with two bath, two hand towels, and two washcloths, typically retailing for $79.98. For a limited time to celebrate this restock, you can get this set for $39.99 with the promo code GETTY. That's a 50% saving.
Now, these towels are machine washable, very durable, and come in multiple colors.
To find this offer, just go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener's Special Square to get 50% off this six-piece towel set. This deal will not last long. Enter the promo code GETTY, G-E-T-T-Y, MyPillow.com, or call 800-666-1205 for this special and many more.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss, even when you monitor your credit. If your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS at LifeLock.com. Identity theft protection starts here.
I had an important job, and it wasn't just a job. It was keeping my brothers and sisters safe. And coming back, it felt like kind of thrown away. If it hadn't been for Wounded Warrior Project, I honestly don't know if I would be here. It was like I got my family back again. We all felt the connection, like that brother and sisterhood.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Donna by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenveterans.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Reading Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Reading Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit StillwaterPowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So coming up, we'll tell you about that cold medicine. Turns out a lot of cold medicine doesn't do nothing. Well, yeah, I've had that experience, haven't you? Or you take cold medicine, doesn't seem like it doesn't do anything? Well, there's a reason for that. Among other things to talk about.
So this is a lurid story and an unfortunate one, and we bring it to you only under protest, but it's getting a lot of attention. A Democrat, a woman running for Virginia's House of Delegates, has refused to drop out of the race despite being outed as an online porn star. And not like back when she was young or something. No, like yesterday. She can be seen in videos performing various acts with her husband. And I don't mean the second act from Hamlet either. Online and encouraging watchers to pay them with tips for specific requests. This is a very attractive 40-year-old nurse practitioner mother of two.
Right. And you have no business prying into her life. I'm going with the New York Times version of this sort of thing, where it's merely evil Republicans taking leaked videos of a private behavior
and
trying to damage a woman.
Do you know what the internet is?
As somebody tweeted out yesterday, can you imagine a Republican getting this kind of coverage if they had lived this lifestyle?
Getting the charitable treatment, right. Yeah, hilarious. Unbelievable.
So they willingly, so they had a sex channel.
Essentially, I'll get into the details.
Okay.
She's running for a highly competitive seat in suburban Richmond. And as you may know, Virginia is a fairly purple state right now. Glenn Youngkin, a Republican, won the governorship, even though the legislature is Democrat, et cetera. Ms. Gibson rejected calls for her to drop out of the race, said the exposure of the videos, quote, was an illegal invasion of my privacy designed to humiliate me and my family. It won't intimidate me and it won't silence me. It wasn't illegal in any regard.
I don't know that, and I don't know that I think she needs to drop out.
Well, it's up to the voters, honestly.
Right. Yeah.
Quote, my political opponents and their Republican allies have proven they're willing to commit a sex crime to attack me and my family because there's no line they won't cross to silence women when they speak up. Well, that's some really good phony righteous indignation. I congratulate you on it. The newly unearthed video showed the political candidate was anything but scrupulous about her online sexual activities. They were posted to Chatterbait, a platform that is named for the act of pleasuring oneself while chatting online.
Wow.
Chatterbait.
I do not know Chatterbait.
You could jump on it now if you'd like. Videos on the site are streamed live without a password and often archived on other publicly available sites.
Well, you have to know if something's you're streaming something on the Internet, people can be capturing it.
Well, sure, and again, this is not a fee site. This is not a password-protected site. You just jump on if you want, including, by the way, if you're a 12-year-old boy or girl, which is just so wrong.
Right.
So under Gibson's username, she had more than a dozen videos archived on another set with a site, rather, with a similar name after she entered the race.
It's her and her husband, though, right? It's not her and, like, random dudes.
Gibson can be seen in the videos, although she is a big-time swinger and brags in some of the videos about how many guys she's banged in one day.
Ah!
And her husband doesn't like it, but he permits it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry for the frank talk, folks, but I'm, it's taking all my energy to tap dance around it.
Ask me to sit down before you say stuff like that.
Well, so better lie down because I'm just getting started. Let's see. Gibson can be seen in the videos asking viewers for tips to request specific sex acts, which is in violation of Chatterbait's terms and conditions, by the way. So where does she get off? Well, I
see, that's why
camera.
I'm not going to vote for her. It's not the sex. It's the violating terms and conditions. I won't have it.
Of an institution as cherished as Chatterbait.
When I click I agree to an app, I mean it.
In one clip obtained by the Daily Mail, Gibson tells her husband, I'll let you blank me in the... Oh, Lord, I can't even tap dance around.
I think we all know.
I'm trying to convey to people what's happening here. I'm a journalist.
We all know what sex is.
Well, yeah, but it's like a... It's not something everybody does every time. If someone wants to pay, that's the deal.
I don't see how that's going to help her get pregnant.
So they will climb the ladder of sexual adventurousness depending on how much they're tipped.
Okay. I'll give you a 5 spot to stand on your head.
Oh, here's another one. But you can watch her. I don't want to watch you do that. Anyway, I blank random strangers if they're hot. We've tried swapping.
I'll give you $15 to wear that horse mask that was so popular about a decade ago.
I was so disappointed when mine disintegrated and I had to throw it away. And she goes on and on about how much she just loves fornicating and will do anything for tips and the rest of it. Again, the idea that, as she said, and, you know, maybe you're fine with all of that for your assembly candidate. I don't care. You vote the way you want to vote. But for her to say, my political opponents and Republican allies have proven they're willing to commit a sex crime to attack me and my family.
Yeah, see, that disqualifies her more than the sex stuff to me.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
You're going to claim crap like that? And you willingly did that, and you just got to go with, well, people are either going to accept me based on my policies or not. My personal life shouldn't matter to them.
Oh, if she'd said that, I could respect it and think, you know, you're a perv, but what are your policies? Go ahead and tell me.
Yeah, that's interesting, though, that she thought that wouldn't surface somehow. Of course it's going to. Wow.
Armstrong and Getty.
How far will the left go to win 2024? Will they send out more stimulus checks or give away trillions more to left-wing groups? The simple truth is they don't care if your retirement is eroded down to a fraction of its value. They just want to win. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. I want to encourage you to diversify your 401k or IRA out of paper assets and into a physical gold IRA. And the only company I recommend for gold IRAs is conservative-owned Birch Gold Group. To learn more, text the word HEDGE to 989898 to get their free info kit on gold IRAs. Do this now before Democrats have a chance to legislate away your life savings. Get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting HEDGE to the number 989898. There's nothing to buy and no obligation at all. So use your agency. Take action now. Text the word HEDGE to the number 989898.
Paid for by Birch Gold. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
It's the season for cinnamon, pumpkin, and spice, and Black Bear Diner has the goods to help you lean in. From their popular pumpkin pancakes to cinnamon roll French toast, and from pumpkin pie cheesecake to cinnamon vanilla cold brew and hot chocolate, they've got your cravings covered. Stop by soon and dive into fall flavors. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
An FDA advisory panel finding one of the most popular over-the-counter nasal decongestants on the market is ineffective, they believe. Government health officials say phenylephrine doesn't get rid of congestion. It's supposed to reduce swelling of blood vessels and nasal passages to relieve it. The panel found when taken orally, only a small amount, if any, actually reaches the nose. The ingredient is used in major brands, including forms of Sudafed, Dayquil, and Mucinex. The FDA has not said what it will advise next.
Yeah, ineffective is a soft peddling of it. As the panel said, it doesn't do anything. It's useless. It accomplishes nothing.
So, wow, you're reminding me of my dad yelling at me. Useless. Accomplishes nothing.
If you, like me, have used any of the 250 products that are on the shelves and bought any of the $1.8 billion worth that was sold last year when you got a terrible cold, or even worse, when your kids have a terrible cold, of Sudafed, sinus congestion, Tylenol, cold, and flu severe. I've got most of these in my cabinet right now. NyQuil severe cold and flu, got that one. Theraflu severe cold and relief, I know I've got that one. Mucinex, Sinus Max, and others. That stuff doesn't do anything. The doctor said here, if you have a stuffy nose and you take this medicine, you will still have a stuffy nose.
Wow.
Yeah. That is troubling. It's maddening.
Why did the FDA approve it in the first place, I wonder? Now they're saying it doesn't work?
That's what I would like to know more about, is how did this end up in all these drugs for so long that people could make $1.8 billion, while it not only is not, like, great, it doesn't do anything, according to the FDA. And one of the reasons it became so popular to buy this other stuff is when Sudafed bent behind the counter because of the Breaking Bad. Because of people making meth, and everybody finding out that's the way you make meth. So Sudafed went behind the counter, and if you don't want to jump through the hoops to try to buy that, or you live in a state where it's really difficult, and then you've already bought one box 2 months ago, so you can't get any more, that sort of thing, you started buying this stuff, because it was out on the aisle, and it doesn't do anything. It's very maddening.
Yeah, beautiful. You know, speaking of FDA approval and that sort of thing, I was reading the other day about how people go back and forth between the various FDA and that similar agencies and the giant pharmaceutical companies. They all know each other.
Yeah.
You're done with
the
FDA, you're going to work for Big Pharma. You're done working for Big Pharma, they're going to hire you as the assistant undersecretary of approving drugs that don't work over at the FDA. It's just so incestuous.
By the way, the sentence from the FDA panel on this drug doesn't work at all.
You know, you got to give them credit for avoiding government gobbledygook.
Right. It doesn't work at all.
Our official finding is this is as useful as tits on a boar.
Phenylephrine? Is that the way you say it?
I think so.
Something I might have to count how many medicines I have in my cabinet that have this drug in them. I'll bet I got a dozen in my cabinet dealing with kids and colds and school and all that sort of stuff, and it was useless. And I did have the feeling, I mean, my personal feeling was, only when I would get Sudafed from the pharmacist did I have any luck with cold medicine.
Yeah.
The other stuff I felt like never did anything. Well, it turns out, as the FDA says, doesn't work at all.
Yeah.
That is amazing. But how long did somebody know that while they were making $1.8 billion? I find that interesting.
Yeah, good question.
Speaking of products, Apple had their big thing yesterday. How many products have existed in modern history or a company where it's so big that it is a legit news story. Like, I was just walking by the Today Show, one of thousands of news segments done in the last 24 hours about what Apple put out. Every company wishes they could get this. Ford would love it if the Today Show did a segment on the new Ford Bronco that just came out. Mm-hmm. But they don't. They feel like, you know, buy some advertising if you tell lots of cars out there. But Apple is so huge, and so many people have an Apple product that I guess it rises to the level of news. A couple of things that I noticed out of this, and this isn't so much their products, although it is interesting. The new i15 Pro Max has a 29-hour video playback. A video playback for 29 hours.
Meaning battery
life
length?
That is the best they've ever had by far.
Wow.
Yeah. You could watch a movie on your phone for 29 hours before you got to recharge it again. That's something. I remember early iPhones, if you could watch for a half an hour before you had to recharge, it was amazing.
Well, this is fabulous news for me. The time has arrived for me to make my 28-and-a-half-hour-long Andy Warhol-esque experimental film. I'll give people a half hour short just in case they have to call somebody, but yeah, it's time.
Where it's just you staring at a golf course?
Exactly. Like, who is that put out that incredibly, oh, James Comey, where he tweeted that picture of himself looking at the woods with that jivey caption. I can't even remember what it was.
Another thing that is about the Apple release that's not really about the Apple release, I went to their website, their app, their sales app last night to look at the new products, and you could click on the phone in AR. What does AR stand for? Alternate reality, or what does that stand for? Do you know, Michael? Anyway,
I don't know.
I couldn't even spell college. Now I are a college graduate.
But so they had the new phone. You click on it. It took like a second. Then it would show up on your screen, and with your finger, you could move it around. So you could turn it this way, that way, upside down, zoom in. Oh, I want to look at that closer. I want to look at that, and then turn it. It's flipping awesome.
Yeah, that's an amazing technology.
You know, I'm sure every product will be that way soon, everything. But that is really cool. It has a cool look, and it's just really great for looking at a product.
By the way, AR is augmented reality.
Augmented reality. Oh, but
there you go.
Man, that's super. I wish you could do that with everything you ever bought. I want to really look at the bottom of that thing. Oh, okay. Well, that's what they... The other thing that caught my eye was their emphasis on stuff being carbon neutral. Our new selection of carbon neutral watch bands. How many people care about that? I don't care. I'm like that phenylephrine thing. I don't care at all. There's zero effectiveness on me. I do not care at all. But they touted that. That was like the headline of the big Apple gathering from the world's most valuable company.
Yeah, I don't care if you made it out of panda corneas. If it looks good, I'll buy it. All right, that might be too much, come to think of it. That's it. Poor pandas.
As our first carbon-neutral product, Apple Watch marks a milestone in our plan to make all our products carbon-neutral by 23rd.
Because, all right, go ahead, or don't.
Because the Earth won't wait, and neither will we.
Oh, Lord. Now I vomited. Thanks.
I honestly want to know, for the younger crowd, are there quite a few people out there? I only buy the carbon-neutral watch bands.
You know, I think it's probably without cost, making that claim. Anybody who cares about it says, oh, they're going to be carbon neutral. Finally, I can wear a watch band that doesn't make me feel guilty. And the rest of us are like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
I
buy the watch bands that they make them out of redwood trees. You have to cut down. It has to be at least a 2,000-year-old tree to cut it down. And can get three bands per tree.
Exactly. It's like shark fin soup. Morally indefensible. But, oh, the watch, it's so soft. Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't need to go out of your way to harm the environment. But the fact, I just think it's interesting. Am I that out of touch? Who's out of touch, me or them? That's what I always wonder on stuff like this. Are most people saying, "Oh, great," or are most people rolling their eyes, whatever?
But again, it's just it's without cost making that claim. You either worship them for it or you don't care. Speaking of iconic West Coast brands, I've been doing more digging about the iconic Nike store in Portland. I mean, massive like it's their factory store.
Oh yeah,
their
it's
giant
cool.
outlet store.
If you were never in there, it's awesome.
Oh yeah, it's like Nike World. The only thing it lacked really was some sort of walk-through 3D exhibit on Chinese slave laborers. That would have been exciting, but it's closed now, so you can't go to it because Portland, the wonderful city of Portland, has become so crime-infested, dangerous, and disgusting. Nike itself said, forget it, we're closing the store. In fact, it's been closed for a while. I have some details on that story coming up, but it is... In any normal society, it would be the sort of event like a massive earthquake where how could you not talk about it? I mean, I'm lacking the words to properly describe how major a development this is, and yet, because of our political tribal blinders, there's only kind of a halting half discussion going on about it. And similar incidents in blue cities.
How do these cities not have more of a concern about losing their tax base? I mean, you talk about being a blind ideology. So you're going to let all of these companies that pay so much taxes go or move their businesses or whatever, rather than stand up to the woke crowd and say, look, we can't have people living on the streets and breaking in all the time.
I just think there is an incredible hesitation to admit you're wrong in humankind. And if there's an obvious point of the day award, I think I just won it. It has got to get so inescapably, brutally, painfully obvious for the city fathers and mothers in these places to say, you know what, our policies that we cherish so much, that we've been advocating for so hard, that we've been weeping bitter tears of self-righteousness and browbeating the center and the right on, yeah, they're wrong. They don't work. In fact, they're disastrous. That's hard for people to say.
Man, at some point, you'd think the money would talk, though.
Yeah, you would. What time is it? Yeah, you know, I can finish this up pretty quickly. Nike, of course, made a flowery statement. Nike's commitment to supporting and uplifting Portland's North and Northeast community is unwavering. We are reimagining Nike's retail space, permanently closing our current location at blah, blah, blah. Oh, they're just reimagining it. They used to imagine it being open for business. Now they're imagining it being shuttered and with that weird soap stuff on the windows. Ah, they're reimagining it.
We're trying to imagine how awesome it would be if all these drug addicts didn't live in front of our front door.
And stab our employees and customers. True to our roots, we will seek the input of local community organizations and leaders to determine the best new location. The store actually closed last year after people just were stealing armloads of Nike merchandise, walking out the front door with no fear of being stopped, occasionally assaulting workers and security guards who were prohibited from stopping thieves. And I'm quoting now, and are instead there to symbolically offer safety for shoppers and employees. I mean, how divorced from reality is all of that? Just let people steal as much as they want. We will symbolically offer safety for shoppers and employees as they watch civilization crumble around them.
American Eagle, big clothing store in San Francisco, is suing the Westfield Mall. It's one of the few stores left in that giant mall downtown San Francisco. Suing them, saying, you let this deteriorate into such disarray that we can't do business. They had 100 significant security incidents over a three-year period. People flashing guns, verbally assaulting employees, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
How long will these cities put up with this?
Yeah, it's almost so interesting. It's almost more interesting than it is horrifying that you would have a cataclysm like the Nike store closing in Portland, and there not being an enormous reaction to that because everybody's so dyed in the wool, their ideology. I'm trying to come up with a way to illustrate it metaphorically, but I think it stands on its own. Maybe if you're not familiar with that story, you think, what, there's a clothes store that closed in Portland? Who cares? I mean, it's like Times Square being bulldozed and turned into a parking lot. If New Yorkers don't say, oh, my God, we're past the point of something horrible when that happens, you know they've lost their minds.
We haven't talked about the human collie. Perhaps we should touch on that story at some point.
The what now?
The human collie. I've come across this a few times, but we've never brought it up.
I don't know if it's like a half dog, half person, or like melancholy. Or I'll stay tuned.
It's a person who identifies as a collie. And also we got a little more on the whole impeachment thing, where we are with that, because that is happening, among other things, on the way. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Football is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, has you covered.
New customers can bet $5 on football and get $200 instantly in bonus bets.
Plus, all customers can take advantage of two new offers every game day this September.
New customers, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use the code ArmstrongAndGetty.
Bet just $5 and take home $200 instantly in bonus bets.
Spell out the AND. That's the code ArmstrongAndGetty, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. See dkng.co/football for eligibility terms and responsible gaming resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply.
Pay Dr. Betrayal.
I didn't see it coming. Life can be so unpredictable. After losing my dad, it made me think about my family if something were to happen to me. The mortgage, car payments, and all the other bills. Even things like our annual summer vacation would be out of reach. I had heard about life insurance through Ethos and how easy it was to get coverage. They were right. I knew it was time to stop putting it off and get life insurance right now. I got on my computer and went to ethoslife.com. In just 10 minutes, I was covered. And boom, family protected. Thanks to Ethos, my family won't have to worry about the bills if the unpredictable happens to me.
Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as $1 a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Come join Reading Electric Utility in celebrating Public Power Week on Friday, October 6th. This year's free family event will be held in downtown Reading on the Market Street block. There will be electric safety demonstrations, police and fire demonstrations, and free treats. This event will include energy-efficient raffle prizes, including a new e-bike. Come join the celebration on Friday, October 6th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. For more information, call 530-339-7300 or visit our Facebook page at Reading Electric Utility.
Hey friends, please join us at Reading Civic Auditorium for the first annual Justice Crab Feed October 21st to raise money in the fight against human trafficking in Reading and abroad.
All proceeds go directly to Hard Places Community and Justice 180, both nonprofit organizations. Tickets are available at $75 each, or you can get a table sponsorship as well. For more information, go to justicecrabfeed@gmail.com or find us on Instagram at justicecrabfeed.
Looking for a reliable, top-notch service business run by a dedicated veteran? Look no further than Chapman Home and Lawn, your one-stop destination for all your home and lawn care needs. As a veteran-owned and operated business, we take immense pride in serving our community with the same dedication and commitment that drove us in the military. At Chapman, every service we provide is driven by a commitment of treating your home as if it was our own. Call Travis Chapman. Estimates are free. 530-953-7884 or 530-355-8913.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
The announcement was a reversal for House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who just 2 weeks ago said he would not launch an impeachment inquiry unless he had the votes for it.
We will go wherever the evidence takes us.
But McCarthy was facing mounting pressure from conservatives who threatened to sink his speakership if he didn't act.
Mr. Speaker, you are out of compliance with the agreement that allowed you to assume this role.
That was Matt Gaetz, a congressman from Florida, not basically or kind of threatening Speaker McCarthy, but just flat out saying, look, you made an agreement about cutting spending and pursuing impeachment, and you better do it, or I'm calling for a vote, and we're going to kick you out. Whether or not there are the votes to kick him out, I don't know. Probably. Would all the Democrats vote to oust McCarthy? So you would need, if you remember how this all went down, one member of Congress can call for a new vote on the speaker. So then you would have the vote of whether or not we're going to have another election for a speaker, and then you got to have a majority. Would all the Democrats vote? Because if we got all the Democrats and I think five Republicans, you'd have enough to boot him out or have another election anyway. Would all the Democrats vote, or would they feel like we're better off with McCarthy than somebody further down the other road? I don't know what they think. I don't actually
That's an
know.
Interesting question. Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, so that is the threat that Kevin McCarthy's under, which is some of the thinking here. But that whole narrative is so stupid to me and worthless of the something Kevin McCarthy said he wouldn't do just 2 weeks ago. In one of the impeachments, Nancy went ahead and had a vote on whether or not we should do the, you know, a committee or the whole House. And then the other one, she didn't. Who freaking cares? Nobody remembers that at all. It's meaningless. I mean, you got to be a real parliamentarian junkie to care about that sort of thing. But the media made that the number one story all day long. And it reminds me, I'm reading the Wide World of News today, and in which he writes, storylines that the dominant media is way more interested in than 10% for the big guy, which should be the most interesting thing out there about the whole thing. Who's the big guy that was getting 10% should be the biggest thing out there.
And the infamous email where Hunter said, at least you don't have to give half of your salary to Dad like I do. Come on.
Anyway, so Mark Halperin lists the dominant media's the storylines they're more interested in than 10% for the big guy. Number one, Kevin McCarthy's flip-flop over a vote on the House floor to approve the advance of an inquiry. Yeah, that was the lead on every single impeachment news story I watched yesterday. CNN, Jake Tapper, Kevin McCarthy weeks ago said he wouldn't pursue impeachment unless... What? How is that the big story? Donald Trump's contact with the Freedom Caucus members about impeaching Biden and the breathless New York Times coverage. Again, so Trump contacted some House members and said he thinks impeachment's a good idea. All right, big deal.
He's been publicly calling for that all along. And you're allowed to get in contact with congresspeople.
Another one that was a common...
It's kind of the idea of the country. Anyway, go on.
Another thing that was a common thread yesterday and will be for days or weeks to come, setting the bar so high that the House probe can't possibly succeed. For instance, the meticulous New York Times, none of the bank records released so far show any payment to the president. So now that's what you've got to have. It's gone from, I've never discussed business with my son, to... I've never been part of any of his businesses. To now, there are no bank records showing I got a direct payment.
and that sort of slide slash complete relocation of the goalposts, nothing to see here. That doesn't indicate anything. Like, whatever do you mean?
By the way, next week, Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, is going to be in front of a House committee run by the Republicans and will be answering a lot of questions, I assume, about what happened with that whole deal, plea deal with Hunter, and why did it go the way it did, and why didn't you not pursue, blah, blah, blah. So that'll be interesting to see how that goes.
Absolutely. I suspect very strongly you're going to hear a lot of, I'll need to check with, I didn't personally approve, so I'll check with the department, and blah, blah, blah.
How about the
a lot of dodging.
How about the New York Times new standard of there are not bank records showing a direct payment to the president? Wow, that is really setting the bar high. And you'd have to be pretty stupid to have that in some bank records somewhere. You're not a very good crime family if you got that hanging out there.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.